We have started. Now here's we have the choice here.
Yeah.
We are on and we're recording, everything's set, everything's good to go. But we can wait. Sean will be here.
Yeah.
We can do the real podcast once he begins, or we can just, you know, do what we gotta do, you know.
Can we lock the door and call a locksmith
change
the locks? Quickly enough to just have him wait outside.
Yeah.
Like as punishment.
That would be, maybe we should. Maybe we should go that way.
I'm just saying,
we're here. Derek will not be here tonight because he wasn't feeling well, so he's off the hook. He's
playing hooky. He's going to watch the Bethesda game.
Yeah, maybe. I was told by so many people, you're not going to do a podcast, right? What do you mean? Well, the Bethesda panel is at that time. I don't give a fuck.
So who cares?
Bethesda, who are they? Mega 64 is within the gaming industry. It would be a criminal act for us to not stream. So, you know, it just doesn't make sense, frankly. So I'm sorry, we're probably going to take some viewers away from
Todd Howard's
little shindig he's doing. But the show must go on, you know. And we're not going to let some little startup take that away. So, anyway.
Yep.
On a more realistic note, I'll also say we still did our panel at PAX when it was up against the panel in which Bethesda announced Fallout 3.
True. Fallout's
and
always been...
And we still did our panel, even though there were about 12 people in the room. So, just, you know, this is how we're committed.
Always nipping at our heels. You know, we start something, and then here they come.
I mean,
come
Mega
with...
64, Fallout 76...
Dude,
you know,
double digit.
Get away with that?
Exactly.
They took it. Cheaters.
You know
they
what? We're going to be Mega 76 tonight.
Ooh.
See how they like it. Yeah. See what the better 76. You know what? No, Mega 77.
I'm going to Instagram that out. yeah.
You're on Instagram now? Wow.
Mega 77.
We're on Instagram now. Mega 64 official.
It's kind of like Mega 14.
Yeah.
It's not. Anyway, welcome everybody. We'll just get the show rolling. Why not? We're on a roll. If Sean chooses to be late, that's his choice, and we'll have to penalize him.
He better have a note, otherwise he can get a detention.
Yeah,
yeah.
I hope he has a permission slip from the missus.
Well, yeah, Jenny is good at writing notes for the kids, so maybe. She could write Sean one for us. I mean, would you accept that?
If he has a note written from Jenny Chatfield, signed.
All right, let's see.
Otherwise, I won't.
Get ready
All right,
for
well, okay.
Uh-huh.
Now,
here we go. Here we go.
Well, let's
here
hear.
Go.
Let's hear.
Great.
All right.
Get ready for
here
that one. Can you take your glasses off, please? Let me see
Take your
eyes.
Glasses off and apologize.
Thank you, please.
All right, here you go. Apology.
Go ahead.
Everyone, you let down.
I am so sorry that I'm late. I am really sorry.
Okay.
I did my best, and I got stuck in a situation that I was just stuck, and I couldn't go home in time, and I apologize, and I'm sorry.
Okay.
I honked at some lady on the way here, and I honked so violently that she pulled her car over and got out of her car because she wanted to keep fighting. But I was late for this.
Wow.
I just waved at her and then just kept driving.
She wanted to fight you?
She was like... pissed.
That's happened to me before.
Yeah. Because, first of all, Green Arrow, she's
not
moving.
It's a rad show, dude.
And so it's
I
like
love
a,
that.
Eh. Oh. Nothing happened. So I'm like, I'm not letting go until you notice it's a fucking Green
wow.
Arrow. And then she's not letting us go, And then is when she got, like, I saw the arm go up.
You're in the right.
Yeah.
You were in the right.
What if someone rear-ended me?
Yeah.
What if?
Old people shouldn't be on the road anyways.
That happened to me with... Not an old person, someone my age, but when there was a big power outage years ago, a decade at least, there was a power outage throughout all of like East County.
Yeah,
wow.
If you remember, and or was it a power outage? You couldn't use your card. I just remember I couldn't use a credit card anywhere, so maybe it was a communications thing.
Hmm.
I don't remember, but either way, it was like cash only. Like all these places were cash only. And so I only have $4. I need gas. So I went in and just said, hey, whatever this can get me. I gave him $4, put gas in my car. And a girl walked up to me. Hey, I'm sorry. Do you have any more cash? I cannot get gas. Like, do you have any more cash on you? Oh, I literally spent my last $4 on gas. I'm really sorry. Fucking liar.
Oh, my God.
And walked away. It was like,
whoa.
Cool. Glad I didn't give that to you. And when I drove out, when I left the parking lot or the gas station, she pulled in front of me and kept driving, and she was driving really slow, so right before I was about to turn, I gave a little toot. Oh, she pulled over, got out of her car, hey, motherfucker, blah, 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 and I just turned and kept going. Yeah. So that was a great note to end that encounter on.
Just a little beep.
I think back to that and just smile. Anyway.
Well,
no liars here.
Speaking of fucking liar, wait, cam, please.
Hold on a sec.
Where's the permission slip?
Yeah. We didn't get an excuse. He just fucking sideswiped it with a story.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, funny story.
Cool driving tricks, Sean. Way to distract.
Do you really want to know where I was? Because I don't think you'll care.
I want the permission slip signature that it's okay that
signed
you're late.
By Jenny
I was literally just out of school.
Okay.
So.
Where's the signature from Jenny Chatfield on paper?
I'll get it later. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Okay. I'm going to say this right now. If the next podcast doesn't start first minute with a permission slip, signed Jenny Chatfield, here's what was happening. And every detail, no matter how personal.
Go to a notary, too.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if that's not all written on paper, we're not. The podcast is fucking done. We won't make it to 500.
My kids were in a dance recital, but get this.
The two younger girls.
Against each other.
Dance recital.
Deathmatch.
They had two showings of this recital, and they split up the girls dancing, so I had to go to a recital at noon, sit there for 2 hours, and go to a recital at 2:30, and sit there for 2 hours.
Because you have one daughter and two daughters in the other one.
Lynn danced in one dance the first time, so 2 hours, and then Sawyer danced in two dances, so 2 hours, and then I sprinted here as fast as I can.
I really hope...
When is dance class, Sean?
All the time.
I really hope you brought your Switch.
I didn't. Why?
Oh, man, because you could have played it.
Oh, during the thing.
Yeah.
Turn the volume down.
Did they do the Gangnam style dance? What did they do?
They didn't do sai. There's no sai.
They do the
they had.
Macarena.
But you know what?
G-Dragon or anything?
Since there was a lack of sai, this week, theme song.
Welcome.
The dance.
Hello.
Oh, that is the dance.
Have you ever done, I'll just say it, masturbated like that?
Okay. Hell yeah.
Like that? That's advanced.
Well, between, you take both hands and you, like that. And you take
I'm going to use this.
Wait, hold, you get your hog right here.
Right in the center.
Like this?
Grip.
Yeah.
What you do first is you sit on your hands. That way they're all numb. That way you don't feel anything. You sit for about 30 minutes, maybe watch some Simpsons or something.
Why do you want it to feel like it's not yourself? I trust myself.
Oh, no, it's just so you want to
I call this the back of the police car.
Back
of the police car.
That's officer, a good one.
Officer, am I under arrest? Am I under arrest? I'll stop then.
Why?
What for? All right. Anyway. Oh, I love the law.
All right. That was our first announcement. So far, we're beating Bethesda at their press conference.
You know, what do you do with your hog? Email podcast at Mega 60.
No, question of the week.
We have the comments.
I'm not going to finish that email address.
Let the comments go hog wild.
I'm not going to finish the email address because I don't want those emails.
It'll be a sticky inbox, Rocco. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to podcast three. Which one is this?
Number three.
I think it is 484.
Okay.
Or 5.
No,
Kevin,
485?
Don't make me question myself.
Is it 485?
He doesn't fucking know. He's fucking with
Kevin's
me.
Kevin's doing mind tricks.
He's a pro.
Well, either way, we're getting close to 500. I'm getting excited because it's going to be a hot. That episode is going to be
we have so much planned.
So much.
I've been working on the podcast 500
Jesus. All the
since
sets
podcast
and props.
Began.
Oh, you had dance recitals. We've been doing choreography every Saturday.
Our dance routine's getting real good.
It's insane.
Getting real tight.
A lot of special guests.
We got understudies just in case.
We have a lot of pyrotechnics in the works.
Live animals and cages and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Birds. Jack Hanna coming.
Yeah.
Jack Hanna's coming back. Steve Irwin will be back.
Yeah.
He's going to be there.
We'll get,
and it's going to be all
Bindi.
Fucked up.
Bindi Irwin coming to you.
Steve Irwin and Robin Williams are going to dance recital just like your kids.
Like my kids.
That was. I don't know. Yeah. Who gives a shit? All right. Welcome, everybody. It's a great... I've introduced the podcast 100 times, and I'll do it 100 more. Watch me. Today was crazy. We were here earlier today. We're in the thick now of E3.
Yeah.
It's happening now.
Is this earlier than usual?
Nope.
Right on Sunday. Time.
Right on time.
You
mean in the year or just like that there would be stuff on Sunday?
Stuff on like... Because I feel like there was stuff yesterday. I watched the EA thing yesterday.
That's every year.
EA sucks. That's not
EA, that was a whimper to start on.
They tried to jump the gun.
EA was like, their stuff was a lot of stuff you already knew about, but then it would be like, yeah, and there's a new Star Wars game coming too, that they would have someone just talking about it. Yeah,
I watched it yesterday.
Yeah, new Star Wars game coming soon too. That's going to be crazy.
And you know what? I'll give you the... I shouldn't do this. I'm going to give you the title. I don't fucking care.
And it's this and this, and it's coming holiday 2019. So not this year, holiday 2019. Okay, and it's like, you're not going to show a clip or anything? Okay.
Not only that, but then they said, oh, we're so excited for the World Cup, and we got FIFA.
Yeah.
And we're so stoked. So you know what? Right now, FIFA is going to be free. It's going to be a free experience. It's like, oh, well, that... I like soccer. I've never played a soccer game. I'll check it out. Not free. Wasn't that free? Maybe I misunderstood them. Maybe I thought, oh, maybe I'm the idiot. Maybe still, that is true. That like, but it was like $30. It's like it's on sale.
Yeah.
I thought you. I swear to God, they said it was free. I swear to God, they did. Yeah. I don't know.
Follow Game Pass Gamer and you get the discounts.
Yeah.
The whole Star Wars announcement thing. What's worse, them just, hey, we're EA. We want to jump the gun, get there a day early, and announce the name. Is that the worst, or is every journalism website for video games picking up that story and going, EA announces the new video game, Star Wars, click here, and you click and it's like, why are you looking at a picture of the last game these developers made? Because they haven't shown anything yet, but it's been named this. It's like, that was the title of the bit where she found him
in the audience, right?
Yeah.
That was great. The one thing he just happened to be there.
Yeah, the one thing though, like that's Vince Zampanella who did like he you know made Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Titanfall 2 is
it's by Respawn.
So I love that game, and I'm sure this game will be cool.
I think it's still too.
The elephant in the room is like, yeah, poor Amy Hennig. Like we could have had that game. Like,
yeah.
But
yeah, Amy Hennig is great, but I love Respawn. A new Star Wars by Respawn. Probably going to be dope.
Yeah.
But I just think the way they handled that, it's like, oh, okay. Like, you could whisper me all the rumors you want, but I just didn't feel like, I don't know. It was just
EA wanted really their name attached.
Presentation. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, that wasn't the best. But you guys said you watched the Microsoft one. I've seen nothing.
Yeah. I've been so Microsoft came today.
Yeah. With you.
Microsoft just did theirs a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Of course, by Tuesday, people have seen the Bethesda one. That's happening right now.
And the Sony, whatever. Yeah.
But Microsoft's was okay.
Yeah.
It was. I would say it was okay.
Usually, it's just like, this is embarrassing.
With the exception of like Forza for 10 minutes, which no one cared about.
They still do that, huh?
I feel like they kept the show moving. A lot of trailers. The thing I'm really excited about is back in like 2017, there was a Kickstarter for a skating game called Session. I completely forgot about it. So they showed a skate trailer, and like everyone on the internet, including me, thought it was like Skate 4.
Yeah.
And like it looked exactly like Skate 4, and the trailer ends, Session. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, sure, whatever. I'm excited.
But their presentation had exciting third-party stuff that people didn't expect.
Yeah, Devil May Cry 5.
You got to see my brother. That was the one thing he's been talking about for years. Like, I wish they would just announce Devil May Cry 5. Mm-hmm. You got to see. Yeah. We got to see. I'm so glad I was there in person with my brother.
Oh, he was here.
When they announced it. Yeah,
he came.
And he melted down. He's nervous because there's rumors that like it might be made by their Vancouver division and not Japan because they did Dead Rising 4, which yeah, so we'll see.
So I saw a screenshot was the only thing, and I went, oh, we're going young Dante again, like DMC. But no, you were telling me this is Nero.
Nero,
yeah, the main character in this trailer at least was Nero. But they said there's three at the end of the trailer. Dante was all grizzled and on a motorcycle, and so I think they're both playable.
Well, on all the Devil May Cry, the later ones at least, yeah, you can play through the campaigns as different characters.
Virgil, yeah, Virgil. Yeah.
So that'll be cool. The funniest parts of the keynote. Well, I should say. So there were exciting third party things.
Yeah.
They showed what I keep forgetting the name of it. Jump, what? Jump Force? Jump Force.
The anime thing.
It's Shonen Jump. Yeah, all these different anime properties that are all under the same umbrella. It was One Piece, And they're about to fight Goku. He goes Super Saiyan. And they fight Naruto and all this other stuff. Showed the trailer. Okay, that could be fun. And then at the fucking end of the trailer, it zooms up onto the... Oh, someone's up on the like a building watching over them. Who is it? Light and Ryuk from fucking Death Note.
Oh, wow.
What? But I don't think that's going to be fair because they're all like fighters. All Light has to do is write their fucking name down. They're dead. All right, Goku.
Maybe he gives you a punch before you finish.
That's not for you to worry about. That's G. Not you.
Yeah, they'll develop it.
That's not fair. That'd be like Ryu. It'd be like if you give Ryu the Death Note and he just puts Ken. Like that. Anyway.
One thing I'm stoked on.
I can't.
No gameplay, but CG Projekt Red showed a CGI trailer for Cyberpunk 2077. What I'm stoked about is it's like that 80s sci-fi. So like Terminator, where you have like the punks with mohawks. They all look like Final Fight characters.
Neon.
Everything is super neon. Like they nailed that aesthetic. So it's like, I'm so in whenever that comes out.
Is that the thing we've been seeing
CG footage
of for years now?
I think there was like, I don't know if they had a CG trailer for it before, but like,
we've never seen gameplay.
Yeah, they've been on stage before saying, like, hey, we're working on Cyberpunk 2077. Okay. It'll be out when it's out. Uh-huh. And even on this, they didn't deliver a release date because it's like the game will be done when it's done. But that looked awesome. They showed Crackdown 3 got delayed again. I might still play it. I don't care. But yeah, Crackdown 3.
That has been for every year. That's been their thing. Like, oh yeah, we canceled Scalebound. But don't worry.
You got Crackdown.
Summer 2017, you're going to be playing Crackdown. I mean, every year.
I forgot about Scalebound.
Yeah, I missed that. That looked awesome. We got homies over at Platinum.
Yep.
I talk with people at Platinum all the time. Well, some people aren't there anymore, but I still talk to them and they're, you know, but I really, we always see them at conventions, stuff like that. We love the guys at Platinum and I was so looking forward to that and it still hurts.
Bummer.
But anyway, they showed all this third party stuff, exciting third party stuff in terms of first party exclusive stuff.
Yeah. Here we go.
Not one surprise, but at least they're putting in the effort. It started with a new Halo. There is a new Halo.
Okay.
Halo Infinity is the new Halo.
did anyone care?
And then...
Did it look cool?
Hey, it's Halo. Yeah. If it's cool, I'll get it.
If
not,
they focus
no
on a good single-player story, I'm in.
Gears of War, whatever, 5 or
wait,
6?
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
How it was presented.
Oh, Jesus
was
Christ.
Was key.
That was
so then
so
they
bad.
Come out, Gears of War logo starts appearing on the screen.
Oh, people going fucking nuts. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, crazy.
You hear a chainsaw.
Yeah.
The wall breaks open.
What?
And a Funko Pop Marcus Fenix comes through. It was a fucking Funko Pop.
Yep.
They all look like Funko Pops. And then it goes, Gears Pop coming to mobile. Everyone was like, what?
What?
And then the dude comes out on stage from the who's kind of campaigning all this stuff. He comes out and goes, all right, Gears Pop, that's coming to mobile. And soon coming.
It's so cute.
So he says, that's coming to mobile. And soon coming to PC, we got Gears. It's like a strategy game. Oh, and also Gears 5 coming to Xbox. Here it is. And then they showed the trailer for that. And it actually looked good. I thought it looked really good.
I don't follow the story. So there was like 3 minutes of a story trailer. I was zoned out. And then the gameplay started. Looked gorgeous.
They should have started with that.
You're playing as a girl. Like, it looks awesome.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
Why would you not start with that?
I don't know. The footage of the actual gameplay of Gears of War 5 looked
awesome.
Solid.
Yeah.
Graphically, just everything about it looked awesome. I don't know why they didn't lead with it.
Did they kill off Arcus Fenix in the Gears franchise?
No, they never did.
They never did. The main character. I know side characters always.
If you watch this trailer, you definitely will know where he's at.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
But
I haven't played since I think 3.
Yeah,
I only ever played
1, 2, and 3, but then it's like, we're not really innovating.
Yeah, I didn't have any interest. I didn't like Gears of War Judgment or whatever that was. When they showed trailers for 4, Gears of War 4, I was like, man, give up on this. I don't care. I got it for Black Friday. It was cheap. Okay, I'll try it. It was a great game. It was really, it's Xbox One exclusive, of course, you know, and I really don't know a lot of people with the Xbox One at this point.
Yeah.
No.
But in my circle of friends, just personally, but it was actually a great game. I really enjoyed it. It threw a lot of fun stuff into the mix, and the story ended up being kind of cool and whatever. It was a little more personal and not quite as like out all out crazy as three was, but in a good way. I think it was good. So I'm down for five. I just can't believe they started with the Funko Pop.
So there was nothing like major though, because everyone was wondering like Xbox. I mean, Halo.
Session is major.
Oh, there you go.
Is
that exclusive though?
That's gonna be Xbox One and PC, maybe PS4. But yeah.
I'll tell you an exclusive they announced that's trending right now.
Yo,
Battletoads.
Oh yeah.
Really?
They announced a new Battletoads.
I've heard rumors about a new Battletoads for 5-10 years maybe. Yeah.
Now
it's really
I'm
coming.
Gonna get the Xbox One.
Yeah.
You got me.
And the trailer was speech bubble text.
Yeah.
No gameplay or shots of anything. But they said it's gonna be 2.5D hand animated. So it sounds cool.
Wow.
But they just showed comic bubbles. So I don't know. I feel like that, I was saying earlier, I feel like that's something that they've been trying to like get resurrect for a long time.
Dude, Rash, Zit, and Pimple all coming back in HD.
Yeah. Last year is when they teased like we have a new console thing, but it wasn't that.
It was two years ago. 2016, they said next year you're getting Project Scorpio. And then 2017, last year they debuted it, and it was Xbox One X.
Right, which.
And that was it. They had nothing else.
Just like, not and much. That was just graphics jump, right? 4K and HDR kind of.
Yeah, it was just if
like
you want.
Like a PS4 Pro.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
Any
Kinect?
What?
Kinect?
Nope.
Kinect was left in the cold.
Sad.
But I thought this was overall a good presentation. In terms of like something for everybody, I thought it was a good presentation.
The same thing that Sony does and Microsoft do, all the exciting games for me are in like this 2-minute indie game sizzle reel. They showed off 20 awesome games and each got 5 seconds.
Yeah, what was the one game? Harold Halibut? There's a game called Harold Halibut that looked like claymation, didn't it?
It was 1 second. I didn't see.
It looked like a dude walking through a building. I want to play that. There's
one game that's actually really cool. I played it at PAX. It's called Tunic. It's an isometric like action RPG, kind of like Link to the Past or Zelda. Isometric. The whole thing with the game, it's super cute art, but like punishing combat. Yeah. Tunic. That game looks awesome. Mm. But again, 30 seconds and like it moves on.
Yeah, anyway. So I think.
Devil May Cry being in the Microsoft press conference seemed out of place to me. I don't know why.
And I also think Sony kind of said like, "Hey, we're only focusing on this handful of games," so that gives a lot of other third parties to show their stuff on Xbox.
Okay.
Sony really is doing that. They're just going to show off like 5 games, 6 games, and
that's what they said.
That sucks. Right?
But those are their biggest ones, and if they show new stuff for all of them.
Dude, if they can fill that time slot with way more of just 5 topics, cool would that be to get like a half hour of Death Stranding?
Very cool.
Yeah.
For me, I like the 5-minute. Oh, this is doing. We're doing because when they start now, we're gonna talk to the developer. It's like, oh, I don't care. I just want to see. You know, I don't want to play it. We're gonna watch this guy here, Nick at Night, play this game. I don't really care about that at all. I'll play it later. That's me.
That's probably a thing. They're gonna like team up with all these famous Twitch streamers.
That's what they did on EA. They had Nick at Night.
Yeah,
show up.
I'm good with that.
I'm a TV Land guy myself. So, sorry.
Nice.
Sorry.
But anyway, so that's E3 so far for us here. We're just here on Sunday. I'm sure there'll be much by Tuesday. There'll be a lot.
You're
more.
You're going tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm gonna go for like a minute.
Monday.
Yeah.
For like a minute, I'm gonna comment on the Ubisoft keynote.
Oh, nice!
I can't wait.
Big Ubisoft fan.
It's always a treat for me back at the studio to watch Rocco on the stream because you never know what he's going to do. And so I'll be here in the podcast. Like, I'll turn that on. And then sometimes it's like, what the fuck?
It's a fun Monday morning at work. Yeah.
And there are times like, okay, that was a good point, Rocco. There's times like, oh, fuck, we're never invited back.
I just kind of feel the vibe. Sometimes, like with the Rooster Teeth thing,
that
I did a whole bit because they wanted me to fill an hour with what? So I made up a bunch of bullshit. Wait, but last year when I was on Jeff Keighley's thing,
that was funny. I laughed.
I just kind of talked about digital influencers. You know, it wasn't like I didn't bomb the show or anything.
No, you didn't. You definitely were the odd man out in the group.
Yeah, but you know, who wants to hear the same thing from everybody?
But with the Rooster Teeth thing, I didn't even know you were doing that. And I turned that on. I was just like, I got like the chills. Like, fuck, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
That was really fun. I remember I had to, right after I did that on stage for the Rooster Teeth thing, I had to go to the bathroom really bad. Yeah. And when I was in there, I was just refreshing my phone.
Uh-huh.
And it was just, I've never had so many tweets about anything I've ever done. So every time I hit refresh, it was 1,000 new ones about how I should die.
Damn.
And you know, I loved it. You know, there's certain things.
You didn't delete your Twitter to make a safer and more emotional space?
I did, but it's back.
Oh, okay, good.
Get done.
I just, I don't know. There's sometimes you don't want to hear that you should die, and there's sometimes you do. And that was one where I was really happy. So anyway,
cool. You listen to a strong emotion, a strong response, and that's what art should do.
Yeah, as an artist, you're looking for a reaction in your audience, and that is probably what any artist would ask for.
I feel though 99.9% of the population of the world, when they get in that situation, would cower and say, "I can't go through with this. I'm just going to be normal because I don't want to break the mold."
That's because they're
normies. Not Rocco. Normies.
They want to fit in.
No. I would be there being like, I don't think I should.
The
do this.
Road you know how, less traveled.
You know how Kevin says he likes being scared.
Yes. Yep.
Like he'll play scary stuff, and we're like, and I'm, you know, I don't enjoy personally being scared by stuff, but he loves it, and he's even said like, "I want something to be so scary I die." You know, you said that. That's not me. That's not me. But that's me with comedy. I want comedy to be the reason I die. like that is like, if that's the way I go, it's like, then fuck yeah. Then
hello, nope, ladies and gentlemen. I've been working on this bit my entire life. I can only do it once.
Like I think it's awkward. I think what he feels for terror and horror, I feel for cringe related. Yeah, like make me cringe so hard I fucking die.
Rocco's been quoting and watching that inflatable
video.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, we gotta talk about that.
God damn it.
In the world of cringe.
No.
This is something it's important to talk about because not only has it been making the rounds, but it's from our hometown of San Diego.
It's from like 4 miles from my house. It's right there.
There's a clip online. I didn't see it on YouTube, but I think it is on YouTube now. I mean, we haven't done YouTube Clip of the Week in a while.
It's been a long time.
But here it is. We're going to do it.
Oh god, that video just is the most sickest, and don't think I'm being redundant because I'm not.
Dave Smith, the anchor on KUSI over here in San Diego, interviews people at an inflatable like theme park that's going
to
open.
Which I try to sign up for. It's like a 5K. It's like a mile run.
Oh, okay. Like full of inflatables.
Full inflatables, so you like keep running. You can do as many laps as you want, but it's supposed to be like, you know, exercise program.
Right.
But it was really expensive, so this is before this news clip.
Really?
Right. I looked into it. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to do this. I was going to originally, though. So it's expensive.
Well, so they interviewed these people, and it is hands fucking down the worst news clip you've ever seen. There is no content. No one knows what to talk about. The questions have no answers.
They're filming in the looks staring right at the sun.
And look, this guy, Dave Smith, great, good guy, nice guy, friendly guy. No disrespect to the man. He's a pro. They send him out on weekends just to cover this banal shit.
He's a pro, too. He's been doing it forever.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, it is just sometimes you gamble and lose.
Well, and sometimes you get a shitty crowd.
It's all of the above.
Hey, I think shitty crowd, shitty premise, shitty everything.
Shitty company, shitty 4K run or whatever.
So they send him to this place, and he's just like, he tries to do a bit with the anchor on the network. If you heard the word inflation, is that a good thing or not a good thing?
And then the anchor, what? What'd you say?
Doesn't know what to respond to that. Yeah. Do you want me to say bad?
He wasn't ready for him.
He wasn't ready.
So
there
so
was
it's
a
like,
lag.
Well, if you mean an inflatable boat, then that's good.
I would say it's good.
Well,
I would say it's good.
Well, if you're saying good, then you're right, because this is the world of inflatables.
That's 45 seconds.
I mean, that takes up, it's almost a minute by the time that bit is over.
Yeah.
And so then he interviews, and the questions he asks, what kind of fun do you expect to see today?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
What kind of fun? He just keeps asking, what kind of fun do you expect to have today? Like, how the fuck do you answer that?
Hey, lots of fun.
The girls that he's asking are like in...
Like
on their phones,
like 20-year-olds,
like on their phones chewing bubble gum, like.
Well,
I don't.
Here's
fun,
the thing. They probably are like, okay, everyone's standing here. We got to be on the news. Okay. And then they see how bad. I mean, just with the anchor talking about the inflation with the other anchor, they think, oh, this is like, we're dying here. Yeah. And now I'm a part of it. God. Get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So they're on their phone. There's a guy in the background. There's like a bald guy.
Yeah.
He's like this. And by the end, his soul is sucked out of his body.
Yeah, totally.
He's just like, oh.
There's so many layers. You can keep watching and find more layers to that story.
People start checking out at different times. And they're just...
And then the fucking inflatable guy shows up. Like, he misses his cue. It's
Yeah, because they do a magic chant to get him to come out.
But there's no context of why there's a magic chant.
And they make it up.
And he makes it up. And now it's time to see what we see. Fuck. It's so... Anyway, it's a perfect storm. It's... I've watched it so many times. Derek was getting so tired.
I've watched it.
I've had it on loop in my office since it aired. I mean, I have it on all the time. I that is my jam. So anyway.
I just
should hire that company to come out and set up some inflatables for your yard.
Maybe that's what I'll talk about on the E3 thing. I'll ask if inflation is a good thing or a bad thing.
Hey, Jeff Keighley, I have a question for you.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Hey, if you can get the word inflation once.
Once? Okay.
Try to get the word inflation once and then you'll stop saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me your first inflation. Find a way.
Okay. One, it'll be in there some way.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, that video is just magic. Oh, man. Now, we haven't done YouTube Clip of the Week in a long time. So maybe you want to put an intro for that?
I already got it. I made the one back in 2008. It
still works.
You're going to need to add another intro.
What?
Uh-oh.
Because we're not ready for it. I know we had E3 stuff, so we're not ready. Brian doesn't have it ready. But you're going to need to add another intro.
For what?
I thought this segment was done for good.
Well, Will.i.am's always
around
here,
Rocco. No. Will.i.am's always around.
Yeah, Will, we know. He's consistent.
This is something we closed the book on, and unfortunately, I have to open it back up.
Oh, Garrett being racist? God. I'm scared.
No, that's
scary. I don't even know what this could possibly be.
Sean,
that's...
What is it?
No. That's not a thing, even. I don't want to hear this.
I'm scared. I don't want to hear it.
Joker update. Warner Brothers has confirmed the Joker movie has been greenlit starring Jared Leto.
No. Starring Jared Leto.
Jared Leto's Joker from Suicide.
Can we find out how we got those scars? Is it a backstory about how we got those sweet tattoos? Did we get to meet his tattoo artist?
Okay.
Is it Heather Sin?
Now, this is not confirmed yet. This is not confirmed yet.
Oh, no.
But I've heard... Now, what I just said is confirmed. Okay. They greenlit the movie.
They greenlit a
that
Jared
is confirmed.
Leto what, movie.
What I'm about to... What I'm about to confirm...
Oh, no.
What I'm about to say, is not confirmed.
It's breaking news.
But there's rumors.
Breaking the rumors.
The rumor, I'm hearing these weird rumors now, and maybe people out there have heard this too, that Joaquin Phoenix might be in it.
Whoa. That's
cool. But the rumors that I'm hearing are that Joaquin Phoenix might play the Joker before he becomes the Joker.
Oh, okay.
Like Joaquin Phoenix, and then he falls into like a vat of chemicals.
And becomes Jared Leto?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up. That can't
be
right.
They don't look alike.
That can't be right. And he's older.
I've heard that. That could be bullshit. That could
Joaquin
be bullshit.
Joaquin Phoenix has a scar already.
Hey, I hope that's true. This already sucks. Let's take it to the moon.
Yeah.
My favorite comment I saw when that was announced, there's this film critic I follow. I think his name is Mark Harris. But he said, think of all the movies Jared Leto won't be in now that he's casting this.
That's kind of cool.
You know, glass half full situation.
But again, that everything I just said, that could be bullshit. But the movie, the Joker movie, is confirmed.
They didn't say anything else. Like, is it like an origin story? Is it?
I don't know.
We don't have any details.
I don't know much about comics. I feel like the Batman is what I know most about.
Uh-huh.
But as far as I'm aware, Joker really doesn't have.
Shouldn't have
a backstory.
Yeah.
He's just the Joker. And we don't really know where he came from. Am I wrong?
The killing joke.
From my perspective, you know, and I'm sure people much more versed in the comic can comment.
Yeah.
The Joker is Brian. Like the emblem of chaos. I mean, the Joker, to me, should not have this detailed, like, history you know, I don't know. I'm sure they've done that.
You never want to see him as, like, Tom Riddle, just a normal kid who didn't go manic, you know, and, like, there's an innocence to him. You always want him to be the maniac, evil seductor.
In The Killing Joke, he's like a struggling comedian, but he needs to, like, make money, so he gets roped into, like doing, like, a quick job for these guys, and then he gets suckered in, and they basically set him up, and then he... falls into the
Acme. That's not good enough for me.
So, what's your take?
Well, hold on, because that part of it, what Frank just said, is really important. Yeah. There's a part of it that he's missing. It's that he was a victim of his circumstance, just like Batman is.
Oh.
So it's two people. The Killing Joke is the story of two people who are victims of their circumstances and the two opposite sides they go through. You know, the Joker is trying to show you that all of these institutions and all of these things that you think are real are just not. And that's kind of what they carried over into the Dark Knight, in the Dark Knight trilogy. Like, that's the main theme they had.
Yeah.
Is that these constructs, of course they exist and they're meant to do good. But just like Batman, there's injustice in them. And so he's fighting to expose that under the guise of Joker. And that's why he's Batman's perfect villain. Because he's exactly like Batman, just doing it on the opposite side with a completely different means.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Well, that's interesting.
I'm sure Jared Leto will do exactly that.
Here's the thing. I don't care at all. I don't care. I am so excited, legitimately.
Yeah.
Because imagine the fucking hell and the torture that his cast is going to have to go through this time.
Yeah.
Like, he had dead pigs last time.
Use condoms.
He gave Will Smith's daughter a bullet. Giving Willow Smith bullets?
Wait,
what is that?
I can't wait to hear all the fucked up, terrible shit Jared Leto feels like he's able to do now.
Yeah.
Because he's probably gonna kill someone
and not just an asshole.
He'll probably really kill someone.
And what's cool, what's kind of cool now about where we are now versus back then is sending a kid a bullet is cooler now. Like, that's an appropriate thing to do. Back then, not so
much.
Also,
like, now,
but now it'll fly.
Yeah. Now in Hollywood, like, you know, sexual harassment, like sending comments, anything sexual.
Condoms,
like,
yeah.
That's, condoms,
that's, yeah. That'll go over, that's too.
Fly. Sloppy goonuts, it's fly. Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe Joaquin Phoenix should get on the action and, like, take it up another level. Like, abduct people, hold them for ransom.
Oh, dude. Fuck Joaquin Phoenix. Let's get Sean Connery to be the Joker. Okay. And then he falls into the acid, and then Jared Leto pops up. Let's just do
somebody
that.
Somebody in the chat said it best.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody in the chat said it best. He should fall into the vat again and Jared Leto becomes Jared Fogle.
Would be controversial. I would
and
see
he
that.
Says, where do you get a load of me?
That. Now, which one do you hate more? That's the question.
Now, I heard...
Jared Fogle, because he was an actual fucking
convicted
we
nailed it.
Yeah.
We nailed it.
I heard that they had already greenlit a Harley Quinn movie starring Margot Robbie.
I heard that too.
And that Jared Leto was definitely going to be... as the reprises role of the Joker in that.
I think the Harley Quinn movie seems much more appropriate to me than a Joker movie.
Yeah.
And I think
because there are people that actually liked her performance as
She's
Quinn.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
Did anyone see I, Tonya?
Oh, hell
God,
yeah.
I love it. And it breaks my heart. That
I've watched. I don't watch, especially like current movies that come out, like more than once. I've seen that movie like three times.
Really?
It's fucking funny. Yeah.
I like Margot Robbie a lot. Thought she, you know, the one thing I heard was like, yeah, dude, Suicide Squad's terrible, but like she's good in it. But man, I watched it. And I think they're all fucking bad. I don't think she was good in that either. But she's generally good.
Right.
So I think she would have more room to do something.
Homeboy that lights himself on fire. That guy, he was pretty cool.
He had face tattoos
and shit.
I know that because my was Luke's and playing. Fuck, forget it. There's a game. What's that guy's?
The DC...
Hothead.
No,
Injustice 2.
Injustice 2. Yeah.
Yeah, but what is that guy's name? I know what you're talking about.
Flamethrower.
He was like a Aztec god,
Human
bro.
Torch.
He was like a skeleton fireman.
It's not that.
Holmes? Scorpion.
Forget it.
Anyways, enough to talk about bad movies.
Yeah.
Gary, did you see Hereditary?
Fuck yes, last night.
Bro,
and I had nightmares about Satan coming
to
me.
Fucking Hereditary is awesome. It's the new horror film from A24, who also put out like The Witch and The Babadook. It's awesome. It's really, really good.
You told me that, hey, man, you loved The Witch.
Yeah.
Definitely come see this. And I had seen the trailer, and that had already kind of sold me.
Yeah.
Everything A24 puts out makes me want to go see it.
That's what Frank was just saying.
Yeah.
Everything,
they're excellent.
Everything that they're doing is like, want to see that? Well, can't wait to see that. Oh my god, I'll buy that on Blu-ray. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's like this new level of like, it's like art house horror. It's just like, they're not trying to get everybody. It's like, if you're into this like level of film, you're gonna love it. Like, it's very like, it's very much like 70s American cinema. It's really like dark and cynical and like negative. Like, it's just a heavy movie. But it's kind of stuff like The Exorcist. It's just like, man, it's awesome.
It does a really good way to of not really letting you know what's going on until the end of the movie.
Well, that's why I loved it. Like, I didn't like A Quiet Place, but I loved this movie because, like, with A Quiet Place, there's no mystery, there's no questions.
Yeah.
With this movie, Hereditary, the whole time it's like, what are they setting up? What's going on? What's going on? Oh shit ramps up and like attention, it builds and builds and builds, and like there's this ending set piece for like 20 minutes when shit's going down. That's just like so thrilling. Like, oh,
see
yeah.
You, Kevin?
Not yet.
No. Yeah, Kevin, you'll
Brian,
like it.
Brian saw it, twice. I think, twice now. Dude. Acting-wise, too, like, they nail it.
That's, again, without going into details, but, like, Hereditary is so cool because, like, at its core, I mean, there's a lot, but it's, like, a really intense, nasty family drama. Like, this family is fucked up, letting all their demons out. Like, it's gnarly.
The chick from United States of Terror, I know everyone loves that television program, but that actress is really, really good. Toni Collette.
Yeah, people are saying,
and
like,
Toni Collette is she's a star.
Oh, she's
she ruled in Sixth Sense.
She fucking rules in this movie. It's really good.
There's like one scene. I mean, there's lots of acting scenes, but like there's a scene where she goes to like essentially therapy, and it's this like long, like, I don't know, 3-minute monologue that's just so dense, and it's like, holy shit. But Hereditary is awesome.
It's funny. I heard literally nothing about it. Mm-hmm. I was talking to a friend. What are you doing tonight? He said, I'm going to see Hereditary. I'm like, okay.
It's
No offense to my friend Frank here, but he sees, this isn't an insult, I guess. He sees so many movies, I'm like, oh, this is something that literally no one but Frank has heard about.
Yeah.
But everyone this weekend is talking about
Hereditary. I think good word of mouth.
He brought it up.
He brought it up, and then it's like, now it's like everyone is talking about Hereditary. It's like, I guess it's a good movie.
But yeah, in general, follow A24, because they also put out The Florida Project, which was my favorite film last year.
Project was great.
They also put out Spring Breakers, like, A24, Annapurna, and Neon. Those are the three distribution companies. Any film they put out is going to be cool. Neon put out Itonia.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, in similarity to how much I loved The Witch, or The Vavitch from last... When was that? 2016?
Black Phillip. I think it was last year, yeah.
That was such a... You don't have to have a real verbose set and setting if it's interesting. And that one took place like cabin in the woods,
awesome.
Colonial times.
Oh, yeah,
so it was this creepy, eerie, dark woods, and it was like this witch story.
And the cool thing with, so like this new movie, Hereditary.
Well, let me get to my point real quick.
Okay, okay.
This movie, it has that same feel of like, they don't need a big grandiose, you know,
I like that.
Giant scale of a set. It's just a unique house, like in a wooded setting.
Right.
There's not that much, and the character performances and all the drama that's going along with the special effects that are in the film sell it so fucking well. It's really
It's cool. Dope.
On the same par, so sorry.
But there's, you know, Annapurna, A24, Neon. You know who the best film distribution company is?
Mega 64.
That's right. We put out a new work this week.
This is dope.
And let me tell you, we have so many projects in the works right now. I mean, like, God damn.
Podcast 500. Oh.
Yeah, that alone. So many. This new project, I am so excited about. Flame War Theater.
Yeah.
Hot damn, goddamn.
Yeah.
This is going to be so sick. Our boy Frank here is helming it. He's the producer for it, and he is going through finding these old. Flame Wars, I guess.
So, like, the whole premise behind Flame War Theater is, like, now that I'm in San Diego, I've been just working a lot more with Mega 64. And, like, I love making videos. I've been making YouTube stuff for, like, a decade. But, like, I brought this idea to here. Basically, as, like, a fan, one of my favorite things was Shakespeare Theater.
Yep.
Where Mega 64 would read these giant YouTube comments. And it was, like, now that we have this new studio, we literally have a black box theater. And it's like, guys. Let's just do that.
Frank came in and said, we should do this. And it was, like... I was shocked that no one had ever done that before.
Yeah.
Right?
But, like, what I love about Flame War Theater is I feel like it's so Mega 64. We are going on early internet message boards. That's early 2000s. Right. Everyone here, that's what we grew up on. Like, shit like LiveJournal, like Napster, like early internet. We all were in, like, drama. So, like, doing, like, stage stuff like that. I've done stuff with, like, UCB. So it's, like, we're really good. And also, like, there's this lo-fi charm to it. We literally put on costumes, we did everything in like one long take. Like, it's real scrappy.
Honestly, when we were doing it, we were given our scripts and we kind of like all went off to our thing. I mean, my one line wasn't it that long. But everyone was like, you know, going over their part.
Yeah.
And then we got together, rehearsed it like we would a play.
Yeah.
And then we did it as if it was a play.
Yeah.
And I had the same butterflies that I would have like before. Like
don't fuck up or we'll have to do take two.
Yeah, it was especially cool for me because I had just been working on... we're sending out a VHS to our Patreon people soon, and I captured a lot of footage of like when we were in high school theater.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because that's how we all met, is doing theater together. And I had just been watching that and kind of getting those feelings again, and then we do this Flame War Theater thing, and it's like, oh my god, I have this feeling again. That we're all doing theater together, and it was really cool.
And I think the whole thing too is like we brought the idea, like this all immediately made us laugh, and so we kind of did it for ourselves. When we put it out, we were like, I don't know, are people going to like this, whatever? And then people loved it. So
yeah, it's a pretty good response. Okay, everyone seems...
That's awesome.
Yeah, we were so...
So I think you'll see some more.
Yeah, I think that's going to... Yeah. We're going to be doing more of this.
But honestly, like, in the preparation for it, I had so much fun going to old internet message boards. So, the reason I'm excited to do the show is, like, I was a kid on the internet fucking
gaming
and trolling. Yeah. And so, like, the first episode was Newgrounds because... That was my message board. I had over 10,000 posts on Newgrounds.
Damn. Oh my god, Frank.
I started my account in June 2002.
Damn.
That's what we did. Before, because
16 years ago.
Yeah, so my Newgrounds account is 16 years old. And like, this was before Twitter or Facebook. Now everything is centralized with the internet. But before, everyone found these deep communities. And when you were a kid, you had nothing to do. I would like watch Nicklander play video games and then refresh Newgrounds. And then I was on like GameFAQs and like something awful. There's been a progression of internet message boards.
Right.
But like going through these old forum posts, it's so nostalgic.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, it's really charming just finding these like old threads where people were so passionate about like Pokemon or Knights of the Old Republic. And it's like, none of this shit matters.
You have some gems that you've already selected.
Oh, yeah. He's like found like several and that are already ready to do.
Are you branching out from Newgrounds?
I want to sample the whole internet. And if anyone has any really good threads or anything, feel free to email me, frank@mega64.com. I don't know how many episodes we'll do this, but like, this is just fun. Like,
it's so far, it's awesome.
But you can send me stuff.
Honestly, it's like, you know, I don't know if it's going to get a billion views or not. I don't care. I had so much fun doing it.
Totally.
I think it's just a great thing to do.
The one thing that I will say breaks my heart a little bit is Derek did that. Honestly, that Derek's not here because
he's a main character.
Derek did such a great job in this.
Yeah.
I know something that kind of, you know, we did this kind of off the cuff. Like, let's try it out. Okay. And so as we developed it, it changed. It was kind of like, all right, let's just film ourselves doing it all in one take. Okay, now let's try cutting it up a little bit. You know what would actually be cool? Let's add the message board posts on the screen.
Yeah, which works.
You know, stuff that we didn't plan to do. And I think the one thing it hurts a little bit is that I know Derek's one bit of feedback on the video. He was really happy with how it turned out, but he was like, we didn't plan to put the message board posts on the screen, so he didn't know they were, you know, he's like, I wish we would have pronounced each fuck up.
Yeah, misspelling.
Every misspelling. He's like, we should have pronounced each one, because now you see it on the screen, and it's like, why didn't you pronounce it? And I know that's a lot of the feedback that we got on it.
Right.
And,
how do you even do that?
And people were kind of
like... were doing it. He did half of them.
Yeah, so like what it was is like, again, it wasn't planned to have that.
You would
that.
Have to have a teleprompter, though, because you wouldn't know which of the words.
We had it all.
No, what we did is, so I and again, it's like, this is the thrill of it. Like, I studied screenwriting. I've done sketch comedy writing. Like, I found this internet message board, and I'm not going to adapt all 30 posts. I take a few, and then I actually adapted them. Like, how would this work if you? Because again, we weren't going to have the message board posts on screen at first. So it's like, if you could just watch this performed live in front of you, would this still make sense? So I didn't have all the typos, but I think going forward, like, we'll be able to make it work. But we still had Louvre.
I just felt bad for him because I know that when we were about to put it up, his own feedback on himself was, I wish I would have mispronounced all those things.
He already knew that.
And then everyone was like pummeling with that. But, why didn't you do that?
But, you know, honestly, this was the pilot episode of our new little project.
Yeah.
So I'd say like in the future, I mean, here's the thing. We're doing it like a play.
Yeah.
I imagine we will get things wrong from time to time.
Yeah.
We'll try our best.
But I honestly think sometimes it will benefit from us doing it more theatrically than exactly how it was written.
Yeah, agreed. And it's all open to...
It's up to us,
I think. Shakespeare. It's open to interpretation.
Exactly.
But I had a blast doing it. So
people change Shakespeare all the time. Hamlet was fucking stupid. I changed the ending.
Lion King. They fucking changed that up, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Shakespeare.
King... King Dave? What was that? Anyway.
King Ralph.
The Mummy. They put King Ralph.
King Ralph.
In it.
King Ralph.
Hell yeah.
Whatever.
Anyways.
Shakespeare.
Pulling
songs.
Away from right. Yeah. Pulling away from E3.
Yeah.
What games have you been playing?
Oh, what games have I been playing? Well, let me just say, actually, yeah. Let me, okay. Just before we get to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Staying within the Mega 64 realm, the I want to say thanks to everyone for watching. Our sponsors this week, once again, our lovely
Who?
Merchandise website, shop.mega64.com, yeah. is a great place to go. In fact, this last week we had 64 Day.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, we talked about how that was unexpectedly such a great day and all that stuff. We had some exclusives in our store that day. You know, a lot of that's gone. A lot of the deals are gone because they were only for that day. But the couple new items that we had, we kept up longer. And so they're still up tonight if you're watching this on Sunday. If it's past that, it's gone. But the video TV shirts are still up for pre-order right now. And so are the plushes that we put up. Because those were brand new items.
Right.
Those cool. will, you know, those we want
to
actually...
They were limited to the day.
We want to actually have them in our store at some point. So we just thought, well, let's leave the pre-order open until right now. So if you haven't pre-ordered, go for it.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you don't, if you miss the pre-order, there's a ton of other great stuff at shop.mega64.com. Get something for yourself. Also, we don't forget that we have a Patreon, patreon.com/mega64. And some of the people on there who are in tier three, as I mentioned earlier, you're getting a VHS. Those are still in production. This is still kind of a new thing for us, so we're waiting to hear the word on where those are at, but you'll be getting those soon. I personally watched the whole VHS recently,
oh, yeah.
like, over again, and I really liked it. It is super cringeworthy.
That, you like cringe, though.
Yeah,
tons of it.
That's your forte.
Tons of it. I'm very sad I'm giving out publicly.
Sure.
But there's some heartfelt stuff in it, too.
So, you know, what's
it's
the difference?
All good.
But anyway, so check that out if you get the chance. Okay. So, back to the world of video games.
Yeah.
Wow, this week, you know, I meant to talk about it, I think, the last week or two, but I've been playing Detroit.
Oh, yeah. Oh. What is that?
Detroit.
I want to hear
this. Detroit, Become Human.
Thank you.
Man, it is the same shit as Heavy Rain Beyond Two Souls, which I love.
Oh, okay.
That's what I wanted. Give me ridiculous melodramatic story stuff that misses the mark.
Isn't it just like European?
Here's the thing.
It doesn't miss a mark. It's just not American.
But here's the thing. As I've said this before, I'll say it again. When those games achieve mood, or you know, they capture mood very well. Sometimes, they have some great direction. So when the games work, they work. And when they're stupid, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
I love the David Cage games. I love them. And I always see, and it happened again with this game, that you see these reviews that, like, people are pissed about them. I just can't believe how much they miss the metaphor here and how much they miss the mark. And it's just frustrating that they released this. And I'm just like, yeah, don't take them serious.
Well, it's
stop
same,
taking them serious.
Same reason you can enjoy B-movies. Like, one of my favorite films is Death Wish 3. It's so, like, racist and bad and just, like... But it's hilarious and amazing.
This
trauma movie.
This game is like, I mean, Tommy Wiseau might as well direct it.
Yes.
And you know what I mean?
Whoa!
That's the back of the box.
Woo!
But like, I'm honestly not even trying to insult Cage that much. I think they're directed good. But they're so heightened melodramatic that it's funny.
Yeah.
So I love it personally.
Well, sincere question, I love like I mentioned Cyberpunk 2077 earlier. Like, how is it like neon cyberpunk? What's like the graphics like?
It's way in the future, so it's kind of hybridized where like homes still look like homes today, but they have updated technology. You're in the city and like the bus stops are almost like maglev, you know, but the cities are still dirty. You know, so it's like now, but with better technology.
Okay.
And I think they did a good job. I think the environments in it are really cool. And
it
graphics.
Looks like face.
On PS4,
the Android's faces and stuff look amazing.
I'm playing on PS4 Pro, and it's just like, this is the best looking game ever.
Nice.
Wow.
But the gameplay itself is, it's the stuff that, now my brother can't understand, like, why the fuck would you spend time on these games? And every time I see him and I'm playing the game, I'm like, hey, check this out. And I'm an android that's cleaning someone's house. And so I'm cleaning the toilet.
Wax on, wax off.
And he's like, oh my God, you're spending fucking time on this.
This is
like,
great.
Yeah, but in a minute, the dude's going to try to beat up the android, and then I'm going to have to make a decision if I want to fight back or not. And you know, it's all melodramatic, but what's different about this game than Heavy Rain or Beyond Two Souls is after every story chapter, it shows you a branching tree.
That's cool.
And it goes, oh, here's the path you went. Here's all these other steps you never saw.
Oh.
And so it's kind of like, oh, maybe you want to play it again and see what happens if you went that way. So that's kind of interesting.
Well, when you play these type of games, it's a branching narrative. Are you choosing things that, like, you would want to make yourself, or are you always making the funniest choice?
Fuck it up.
Really?
Oh, really? I go into the kid's room in my underwear juggling.
Heavy Rain? Yeah.
Fuck them up. Okay. Yeah. Now, not to the point that they'll kill them, because in this game, and just like in Heavy Rain, if a character dies, end of their story, and that's it. They're out of the game the rest of the game.
So that's what I was going to ask was, are there one or three main characters in this one?
Three.
Okay, so he's doing the same thing he does.
It's like Heavy Rain, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And, but I, you know, so I try not to have them die, but I still like fuck them up. Like you have a little girl and it's like, where are we going to go for shelter? It's too cold in this alley. Nah, sleep in the alley. I don't give a shit.
Oh,
sleep in the alley.
How could you?
Yeah, this is...
I'm almost human.
You're 1-0.
Yeah, it's an almost human, not human.
Yeah, with Heavy Rain, when I started playing it, I thought this game was so stupid that I was just making all the bad choices. I beat my son in the sword fight, whatever. And then about a third of through the game, I was like, oh, wait, this is actually good. And then I started playing it seriously. Yeah.
So, it depends on how I'm invested, honestly. But I honestly, legitimately am enjoying it. And it has one of my favorite character actors in it. There's a few actors that are digitally scanned into it, because Beyond Two Souls had Willem Dafoe and had whatever. Yeah. They didn't advertise anyone for this game, but I'm playing through and it's like, oh, Lance Henriksen, he's in this.
Whoa, cool. Really?
Yeah, one of the storylines is you're an android taking care of him.
A famous android himself.
Yeah.
He played Bishop in Alien.
The irony was not lost on me.
That's cool.
And then in another storyline, you're a detective with another detective. You're a detective android with a real detective, and that's played by Clancy Brown, who is one of my favorite character actors.
It's kind of like a...
He's one of my he's like not famous, but he's in every great sci-fi thing. And I remember watching Lost thinking, I wonder if that fucker's ever going to show up in this. And then when they have the Hatch flashback and you meet Kelvin, that was him. Kelvin and I didn't even have 108 minutes to bury the bastard. You know, like, oh... Love that actor. So anyway, he's in the game.
I really wanted to check that out just based on graphics, honestly.
Yeah.
And that hasn't happened to me in a long time. But I didn't know it was like, oh, that's out? Oh, it's been out for a week? What the hell?
Yeah.
And now that I beat God of War, so I think I'm gonna pick that up.
So you like God of War?
I loved God of War.
That was great.
I actually just went back to it this weekend for a little bit to try to go and like beat the Valkyries that are hidden around Midgard and find some of the other temples, like some of the other lands I haven't visited. But I really need to get back to Yakuza 6.
Oh my God.
So it's like, to Yakuza 6, buy Detroit.
That's where I'm at too. I couldn't decide, but I was like, you know what? I hear Detroit's not that long. Let me just get through this and go back to Yakuza.
I feel like I could sit down and like, I know Trish would love to, like my girlfriend would watch me play that.
Yeah.
So I think that's like a weekend game, right? You could do that in 2 days, couldn't you?
Maybe. I haven't beaten it, so I don't know. But I don't think it's that long. I don't think it's
I remember Heavy Rain was fast.
Yeah. I think it's around comparable to that.
Okay, cool.
But anyway, just playing that. And I went back to South Park because they
fixed
the bugs where your save gets deleted. So I'm like at the end of that.
Cool,
so,
anyway.
Good on you guys.
One game I just got, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's either Vampire or Vampyr.
I think it is Vampyr.
You played it on your show on
Friday. Yeah, yeah. This game, it's by Dontnod Entertainment, who did Remember Me, which wasn't great, but the setting of Remember Me was Neo Paris. Gorgeous sci-fi, super cool, really interesting storytelling. They also did Life is Strange. Their newest game, Vampyr, like, I didn't know anything about it. I got it. It is so up my alley. It's like early 1900s London. You're a doctor turned vampire. It's open world action RPG, kind of like The Witcher.
Oh.
And you're a vampire, and you're fighting, like, vampire hunters. There's like other monsters.
Sick.
Yeah, but
it
also
actually look cool.
Yeah, but there's kind of like Heavy Rain. There's like goofy like story consequence stuff. You can enter vampire mode, like The Witcher's Wild Hunt mode or Arkham Asylum, that kind of thing. You enter vampire mode and you can see other characters' blood. So there's an NPC who can give you like side quests or like hints or like use them
or
you can bite them and take all the XP from them. I'm a vampire. Yeah. But like, so it's kind of like Detroit or whatever, where it's like, this game is cool, but there's also this campiness to it.
Right.
I only put like an hour and a half into it so far. I'm going to play more again on Friday. But yeah, Vampire. Cool. I feel bad though. This was dumped right before
E3. Yeah.
Like, it's also, it's already going to be on sale. For $35.
What's the gameplay like? Is it gameplay, a shooter?
No, it's like The Witcher. Or like Assassin's Creed. Kind of like that Arkham Asylum.
Stealth and blood suck.
Yeah, it's like action RPG.
Stab from behind.
Yeah.
And if they're onto you, you're kind of defenseless. You gotta run away or what?
No, you can fight them. It's fucking cool. So it's like, you can get a gun, but ammo's limited.
Okay.
But you get like clubs or knives, whatever. And you get like, you collect blood. Almost like your mana. Once you power up, then you can like attack them with claws or jump at them. If an enemy gets knocked down, you can bite them and take more blood. Like, the combat's kind of cool.
I'm into that.
It's called Vampire. I really like it. I'll play more of it.
Just to butt in real quick. Mm-hmm. I keep hearing Bethesda has like not been really doing much, but they just announced a new Doom.
Doom. People are typing Quake in the chat. I'm
Doom
getting
Eternal
excited.
Is the name of the sequel.
Halo Infinity.
Doom.
Damn. Yeah. That's awesome though.
Doom Eternal.
New cool. Doom shit, and apparently, yeah, because Bethesda has been publishing. They did that Doom remake or whatever, that new Doom game on.
New Doom.
Really quick, I talked about the show last week, but I'm still playing that. And you have to play so much and do so much grinding to get anywhere in that game that it makes it feel like you really earned it. Like, I'm just sitting on my fucking couch, but like I was in AA, and then I got called to AAA, and I was like, oh, thank God! I've been playing like three seasons of this shit.
Sean finally discovered RPGs, and it's in a baseball. game.
What's the progression?
Sean, how you got Knights of the Round in Final Fantasy VII?
Yeah.
Was this? You're racing chocobos for like 3 months, and then it's like you finally get the spell you wanted, and it's like, oh God, fuck,
it's worth it.
Yeah, there you go.
So I got called up to the El Paso Chihuahuas, which is the Padres AAA team. And then I went to spring training with the players.
Yes.
And I was really excited.
Awesome.
And then I did so good in spring training, they said, you know what? You can come to the big leagues as a pinch hitter. Ooh. I'll take it. My first at bat, I was literally like shaking, like, oh, fuck. Oh, my
Don't
God.
Fuck
oh
this
God.
Up.
Don't fuck it up. Don't fuck it up. Because it took me so long to get to this moment.
Wow.
It really makes you feel like you are going through
the
system.
What's the progression like in that game? After you do a match, do you like level up your batting? Or is
yes.
It, really?
Yeah, and you level up like what attribute you want to see. Oh, you know what? My base stealing kind of sucks.
That's awesome.
Speed and base stealing. I'm going to get better at that.
So you can grind at that.
You can grind. You seriously grind the
MLB
shit out of
MLB 18 the show?
Yeah.
The sporting games finally figured out how to get the RPG to the non-JRPG. Really
was it like the basketball games that had like the career mode where you created your own character
and
you went through this story, this big narrative?
Yeah, that's exactly
what this is.
So it is, I finally get it. I finally get it.
Are there story cutscenes or anything?
Yeah,
and will you get like
me, and you can choose what you want to respond.
Don't get tempted by like these fans sign their autograph after the game.
Kind
or,
of like that, but it's also like you like do you have an agent? But before your high school coach. Was your agent? Do you want to fire him? It's like,
oh. And will there be a cutscene where you fire him?
No, not really, but like you know that you kind of talk to him. Yeah, I guess there is, yes. And then, so like, you have responses like, we think about putting it at first base, even though you're left fielder, what do you think? And it's like, I don't play first base, coach, or whatever, but it's like, well, I don't want to do that. I'm a team player, so yeah, wherever you want to put me, coach, is fine. You know,
and that'll
so.
Be played out like with
yes.
voiceovers
and
CG characters.
And then the next game, I'm at first base, like, I don't know
That's
what I'm doing
cool.
here, but I'll figure it out.
Did fine. They have, like, 10 years ago, some type of football game, I think like Blitz.
That's my
NFL
shit.
Blitz.
That did this with like, okay, there's like prostitutes in the locker room after.
That's when it came out.
And there'd be cutscenes where you'd like, oh, kick the cut, you know, have the prostitute stay in the locker room or kick him out. Like,
oh,
kick
I don't
him
remember
out.
That.
It was a that sports was like game, but it had crazy rocking yeah, shit like that.
Blitz the league. It was like yes. the last Blitz before they retired that, where they were trying to be edgy with it, and they could, like, do drugs and dope, and, like, I didn't play that. It was yeah. like, all right, Jesus
I remember Christ. Reading about that game and going, like, what?
Hey,
sports
I'm
fans aren't going
to
like this.
I'm going to check that out.
But now...
Blitz the league sounds, yeah. that sounds cool.
Because when you were describing this new game as having all these RPG elements, I'm like... That's new, but maybe not so new. Like,
yeah.
I remember cutscenes at least being in yeah. sports games mm-hmm. previous. But.
It's super fun.
Wow.
I'm blown away again by it. So, anyways, that's my spiel on MLB The Show 2018.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah,
that's
dude.
Cool.
Yeah. Is that it? Do we have much to talk about?
Dude, we covered all the games. I mean, yeah. we've been putting a bunch of stuff in the Mega 64 archives.
Yeah, holy shit. Yeah.
Everything Non-stop. From Mega 64 Day last month.
Yeah, we've been trickling those out, kind of just like a clip or two yeah. every day for Mega 64 Day. Yeah, there's been stuff going up every day since then. Yeah.
I'm really excited for that Matrix playthrough.
Yeah, it's coming up soon.
At the end of Mega 64 Day, me being on like 3 hours of sleep, we fucking spontaneously played 3.5 hours of Enter the Matrix
yeah.
wearing trench coats.
Yeah.
That game was miserable, but that was a really fun stream. There was a bunch of agents breaking in and trying to, you know, harass us.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
I saw a lot of highlights already yeah, just Jesus. In GIFs and yeah. stuff on Twitter
but yeah,
from that stream. But
if you're watching this on the main Mega 64 YouTube, we have a second channel, Mega 64 Archives. Check it out. Earlier today, Dominic and I played Street Fighter 30th Collection for like 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
That
right.
was awesome.
Yeah. That'll be on there too. Soon.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, last little PPS we did from Mega 64
yeah.
days already
yeah.
up there.
Okay.
And then last Wednesday's PPS... where Brian, what did we play last week? It was Arkham
Batman
Asylum.
It was Batman Arkham Asylum on the PS4.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's up there. So always good stuff coming to the archives.
Cool.
With the way that like the DC
yeah.
kind of, I'm going to be careful talking about that.
Uh-oh. Oh, no,
the
Zach
DC universe. You know, I think we're all kind of on the same page of just
yeah.
like
yeah. Yep.
Lethargy with kind of all of yep. that stuff.
Sure.
But you know, Batman is a great character.
Yes.
Yeah, sure
he
is.
Really is. And I loved all the Christopher Nolan Batman movies in some way. I really enjoyed them all.
Yeah.
By the time that had ended, I was like pretty spent. And now the Justice League, I don't care, and all this other stuff, I don't care. But if there's a new Batman movie.
Like yeah. rebooting
can
it.
Can they get you interested? You know what I mean? It's like...
I would wait for reviews. That's it.
It's been so through the ringer.
But here's the thing. Christopher Nolan is one of the best filmmakers
yep.
yeah.
right now.
Yeah,
sure.
And so if I find out, like, this fucking guy that made, I don't know, Legally Blonde 2 is making this, like, okay, I don't know.
yeah.
I don't,
yeah.
you know. But if I find out, like, oh, Steven Spielberg's going to give it a shot, it's like,
yeah.
I'll watch it.
Well, that's kind of how it is with, like, there's a new Halloween coming out.
yeah.
Again, they've rebooted Halloween 20 times. I didn't care. But Danny McBride and David Gordon Green are rebooting it.
This is interesting.
It's the team who did Eastbound and Down.
Yes.
Yeah.
And John Carpenter approved it.
I love it.
And he's doing the music.
Yeah, so
yeah.
it's like,
yeah.
I'm not even going to watch the show or anything.
Oh, and Jamie Lee Curtis
yeah.
is the fucking star.
Yeah.
So
it's like... I'm not going to get my hopes up, but it's Danny McBride.
But
it
yeah.
gives you a reason
yeah.
to see it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
seeing that trailer...
How was the show? I haven't seen it.
Oh.
Really?
Well, I'm not going to spoil
split.
It. But while I'm watching it, and it's like, oh, they were transporting him and bus crashed.
Yeah,
yeah, no shit. Yeah, okay.
But it's Halloween.
But yeah, yeah. yeah.
Bad things happen on Halloween.
Yeah, but it's so funny. Like, it's how to see how this has progressed, it's like... Now it's just a grandma with a shotgun trying to fight
Hell yeah.
a guy.
It seemed like in that trailer, they're disavowing like Halloween
oh,
H2O, which they already did where they brought back you know
Jamie
Lee Curtis, Laurie Stroud.
Yeah.
They're disavowing, you know, Season of Witch
yeah.
didn't really fit
yeah.
in. But like everything, it seems like after Halloween... One is like not existing
Which
anymore.
Is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And even that doesn't make sense because the timelines, as Derek was pointing out to us, are kind of screwed up.
Yeah. Plus, this, I mean, just by the trailer, he's as strong as he ever was, and it's like you're like 95 years old. In this
well, that's the thing. They've screwed the timelines up.
right.
As far as like when he murdered people as a kid was.
Yeah.
You know, not in the 70s. So they've made that in the 70s now. They've moved everything up a couple decades or something.
That sounds like Looper, crazy timelines.
It could
time
be.
Travel.
Could
there
be. Nanomachines.
In terms of getting, you know, kind of getting your interest as a movie goer
yeah.
and you know, doing a service to the audience, stuff like that. I want to say this one last thing, and I was just talking with Kevin about this.
Yeah.
I just watched the new Jumanji
Yeah.
Oh, you saw
I never saw it in theaters or anything.
Did you like Netflix or
But it was out. No, it was out in 4K, really cheap. So I was like, fuck it. I'll watch it.
Ruby Roundhouse, best character, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
So, but here's the thing. Oh, it was good. It was good. I liked it, honestly. I thought that was a fun movie.
It's hard to shit on it because it was like...
Yeah, it was...
Hey,
it
man,
was,
it hits all bases. It did what I thought it would do.
It held water. That's my review. It was a solid movie. I thought it was pretty good. Okay, whatever. It was fine. But something I think was interesting is that movie... really took the Jumanji name and did something else with it. We got this name. We're doing this other thing. I mean, it was really, you know. But what that movie did was there were just little things that showed, sorry if anybody hasn't seen this.
I haven't. No, I'll forgive you.
Okay. But there's little things. Why is this character's name written here? Oh, well, they were here before, and that's why it's there. Okay. Little things. Not much, but just, this thing, and, you know, it wasn't in the foreground of the story at all, but it showed that the shit from the last movie existed, and that's why this is all here now.
Yeah.
Just in the background, but it was there.
If you were paying attention, it'd go over your head.
But the most important thing, it showed love. Just those things being there, it showed love. Whoa, they totally took this series and fucking turned it in their own thing, and they did it. Oh, they showed love. No one was mad about Jumanji after it came out. Yeah. When they announced it, what the fuck are they doing to Jumanji? And after it came out, it was like, all they did was they showed love a little bit.
Yeah.
And I really think,
respect.
And I really think, and this is another Sony movie, I think that's what went wrong with Ghostbusters. And I know, now, I would be ignorant to say that there weren't a bunch, I know there were dudes that were just mad they were all women. I know that exists, and I'd be ignorant to say it didn't.
Of course it exists.
But, I think it was that for a lot of people is that it didn't make a single effort to show love to the old one. It was, the whole thing's reset, that's it, fuck it. And you can't, even if it had 5 seconds of Bill Murray giving them the keys to the building and he leaves. Mm-hmm. That's it. I mean, he's in it as a cameo, but he's not the same.
A couple of them are in it as
and that,
a cameo.
That's where I was coming from with that movie. What was so disappointing about this new Ghostbusters is like that world was so great and you're not even revisiting it, you know? And Jumanji did a great job at, okay, we're doing something totally different, but hey, just a little bit of love sprinkled in. That's it. It wasn't a big part of the story. It was just there. And I just think, man, that's all you needed. And so hopefully that serves as a lesson. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just noticed that after I watched it. I was like, all they did was, it was just a hair of respect to the old one. And it made it fine. You know, it was, and that was it. But anyway, it was a fun movie. Whatever.
Okay.
That's it.
It's amazing how long that was in theaters.
It was in theaters forever.
6 months.
The Rock is like one of the biggest movie stars. Kevin Hart has a huge audience. Like,
yeah, I guess.
Makes sense. Isn't Jack Black? Like, they just had Jack a lot Black, of big names in there. So, you know, I work at a high
school.
Kid
rated. Yeah.
I work at a high school. The Monday, all these kids are talking about. And it's like, it's so outside my circle. But yeah, teenagers loved it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. It really was kind of like foolproof a little bit. It was fun. It was good. I honestly enjoyed it.
You guys see that trailer for the new Robin Williams documentary coming on
HBO? No, I didn't know there was one.
No.
Yeah. It's like his son talks about it a minute. And it's it was weird because I'm watching the trailer and he starts talking, Robin Williams starts talking, and it's like, I have missed his voice.
Is it scary, like, scary big beard Robin Williams?
No, it was before that.
Okay.
But like, it's just like...
Frightening homeless Robin
Williams. You see him in a movie. I haven't watched a movie with him in it recently, but just him talking a person.
Oh,
it's like
what
like
dreams may come.
What
yeah.
a fucking great guy! Yeah. Like, God damn! Like that. It's been so long at this point.
Yeah.
But like, it really is like, oh fuck! Like Robin Williams is gone. Like that. Well, like that was tough for me.
Not to pile on to the bummer here, but was devastated by the Anthony Bourdain.
Anthony Bourdain.
Because that was someone who, never. Ever do I spend my time watching fucking reality or cooking shows or any of that kind of stuff.
Right.
If he did it, I would watch it.
And you know,
because, you know what's weird?
Because the shit he showed was real.
Hey, I'm with you. I don't know why, but I have seen all of Parts Unknown, what was the other one?
No Reservations.
No Reservations. Yeah. I've watched and finished every season of that show. Liked it was it. Just and, you know, exotic locations.
We'd go on a trip, and we'd be going through, like, bored in the rooms going through. We'd always 100% if that was on, we'd stop and watch that.
Every time. And he, because he would show you the real shit. It wouldn't, you know, there's episodes of this or whatever he would be working on where he'd show something really fancy, like you'd never seen this before. But equally, he would show, okay, we're in this place that's known for fine dining. I'm not going to go there. There's this family down here that's known for making tripe, you know, in a big pot. I'm going to go see them and drink a beer with them and talk. You know, it was just...
That was my favorite thing.
The real stuff, you know?
Seeing the 80-year-old Honduran woman
doing
stuff in a bowl with her bare hands.
Yeah.
And, like, making stuff and serving it to them. They're all, you know, dirty kitchens and just, like, broken tile floors. And, like, you would see how real food is made all over the world.
Yeah, that's cool.
I know somebody.
And it was so awesome.
I heard from somebody who I never met him, but I know somebody who did. And they got in line. They were in line for some food thing. Yeah. They were at a festival, and he was in front of them.
Oh.
And he was kind of going, like, I'm walking up. Should I say hi? Is it okay to say hi? And before he could say hi, not only did Anthony Bourdain say hi, he didn't say that. He went, I hope you're fucking hungry, kid. You know, and then when they got his food in front of him, he turned around and clinked beer bottles with him.
Oh,
you know,
that's cool. That's
he just said sick. He was just like a just a great guy. So he was that broke my heart.
The first thing I thought about when I heard about it was his wife or his girlfriend is that actress Aza Argento's Dario Argento's daughter.
Yeah,
famous Italian horror director.
Mm. Yeah,
you know the famous Italian.
Oh, Dario Argento.
Of course, know about it.
You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bird with the Crystal Plumage. You're a big fan.
A big fan.
Gotcha.
I got a poster of that in my office. Right
so, I just thought about, like, damn, they were very, like, together and in the public eye. Yeah. And, like, she just went through all kinds of shit with the Weinstein thing.
Oh, fuck.
And now he checks out. But then my brain goes to, like, Robin Williams and Spade.
Kate Spade.
Or Kate Spade. And Soundgarden guy. It's like I'm overwhelmed by every month there's another all right, man, but people are fucking depressed. I get it.
I followed Anthony Bourdain on Instagram, and he had my favorite Instagram, and honestly I would just copy his Instagram because all he would do, he'd play music on his phone so you could hear it in the story and show cool shit. Like, all right, I'm in the middle, all right, I'm in Central Park and no one's here. It's like 5 a.m. And he'd play, like, some Rolling Stones music as he's showing, like, look how empty it is.
Oh, like on Stories?
You know, or the cool view he has at some hotel. Right. Or, you know, it was just so fun. And then he's gone. And it really not to get, like, to, you know, whatever. But it really goes to show you that shit can happen to anybody.
Oh, yeah.
It like, no matter. It doesn't matter. I mean, Kate Spade signed $1 billion deal. You know, and it's like you could have
happiness.
To quote ourselves, but demons. Honestly, really, like it sucks. So, you know,
I thought wasps got all six of them.
No,
yeah,
it was it wasn't
inner wasps.
Yeah,
but in all seriousness, though, it really goes to show you how like you never know
fame,
like, what's affecting
money,
somebody.
Yeah. None of that shit really matters. It's all about happiness.
They always say money doesn't matter, and I don't all the way believe that yet.
Well, the best things in life are free.
I've heard that.
You could.
I have heard that. I'm also not sure if I believe that either.
Yeah. You could give them to the birds and the bees is what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, I think you...
You want money.
I want some.
That's what he wants.
Hell yeah.
That's what I want.
But I just see that kind of stuff. I feel like if you're out there and you feel like, man, I am like so like, you know, like things like that could only happen to you, or you feel upset about something. It's like, look how, you know, it's like, look how people, anybody can be affected by anything. You know, it just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of eye-opening shit. But anyway, that broke my heart hearing that. I really like Anthony Bourdain. I didn't expect that at all. That really hit me.
Yeah, that was not. You didn't see it coming at all.
You know, Dick Clark, or Desk Clerk, whatever his name is. You saw that come down a mile away, but not.
Is he buried yet, or is he still above ground?
No, he's still on.
He might
New Year's Eve.
He's in that ball.
Ryan Seacrest has him in his
room. The ball.
They put him up in that ball.
They're counting down.
Nice.
They're gonna drop him in the ground maybe when they cancel that show. So we got 2027 or something.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Anyway. Thank you.
Let's end our show on a little bit more of a positive note. I just want to say thank you to everyone for watching and being with us, like supporting our Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because of our Patreon, we're able to bring people into our Bank 64 family.
The universe.
You know, we got Kevin, Garrett, Rocco. We got Frank here now. We got
Shouts
Brian.
Shouts out.
Derek, me, Meg, you know, like our thing, our family is expanding and growing because of you guys, and we love all of you, so thank you. And check us out on our archive channel, on Instagram, on Twitter.
Yeah, we've been blasting the Instagram.
Yeah, we have
Twitter
an Instagram
more.
Now, in case people didn't know. Instagram.com/Mega64Official.
The Instagram, we're kind of just starting this, but I like it because we all have access to it.
You speak a little too soon, my friend.
You don't have access?
Not yet.
Well, we got to get that. We're going to get some freaky shit with Garrett.
Yeah. I take some pretty cool stuff I'd like to post.
What's funny is I uploaded, my contribution is I uploaded a picture of Lincoln. Because I thought, oh, the game days, that's always, you know, something we like to see. The original buttercreamer, Mr. Lincoln. From Disneyland, and I post that, and all the comments were like, well, now we know who's running the fucking Instagram. It's like, but really, we all contribute to it. That's one that we all contribute to.
Yes, so check that out. And we love you. We love you, all of you.
I want to say, too, on that same note, I think maybe I'm overhyping it. Maybe this is
podcast 500?
Maybe you might want to cut this out.
Ooh.
But again, we are working on a bunch of stuff. We got a video coming out that I think is going to be one of the best internet videos ever.
Whoa!
That's fucking...
Do you say inflation?
But...
ever?
What kind of fun
is it going to
be?
It's my own tastes.
Yeah.
Not everyone will share my taste. So some people are going to be like, eh.
Well, not to say more about the video, which... Oh, go ahead.
That's all I was going to say is, like, for my personal taste, fucking... I'm so... Oh, I'm so
personally
happy.
And this is real, I've been working on this video since January.
I think
so. I'm very excited for it to be ready.
I think it's the hardest thing all of us in a group have been working on.
I mean, version 4, just, I guess it would be, you know,
we've been working very hard on version 4, but this jumped in and it's kind of like a shorter format thing, and we've been killing ourselves.
Yeah. So
all of us
the
on
haunted
it, so
Wii U is gonna
it's
be
gonna
tight.
Be
awesome.
I haven't seen it edited, so it might be like super underwhelming.
Maybe it's all out of focus.
Yeah, it could be.
Fix it in post.
So don't quote me on this. It could be shit.
Not GOAT Volume 7.
George Takei.
Why would you spoil it?
It's coming back.
Sorry.
All filmed on the HoloLens.
Good night.